I want to wish everyone in our parish a happy feast day. I think it's a beautiful name for our parish to be Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Christ our Savior, the beautiful gift that Jesus gave to us on Holy Thursday of telling us that he will never leave us or forsake us. Every time we celebrate Mass, the miracle of transubstantiation takes place at our altar, where the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, comes down through the power of God and changes ordinary bread and ordinary wine into the body and blood of Christ for us, so that we may have spiritual nourishment on our journey here in life. You see, God's plan for our human family was disturbed by eating. When Adam and Eve gave in to the temptations of the devil and they ate the forbidden fruit from the tree of good and evil, they disobeyed God. That was original sin. By eating that fruit, they expressed and enacted their desire to live by their own standards and not God's standards. By cutting themselves out from God, this was a very bad idea. Because without God, we are nothing. He is the creator and our source of all goodness. So when the Holy Family rebelled against him through original sin, we were expelling ourselves from paradise and put ourselves at the mercy of evil. That's why our world today is so full of misery, so full of suffering and crime. Eating the forbidden fruit also introduced death into the human family. God's original plan for us was to eat of the tree of life, which would preserve us in all generations from death. But original sin, the tree of life, was then off limits because of the original sin that we committed. Death became our constant companion and our inevitable destination. But if God's plan was disrupted by eating, it was also restored for us by eating. Since we had run away from paradise and could no longer eat of the tree of life, God came up with a brilliant alternative for us. He brought the tree of life out to us. And that was the mission of Jesus Christ. By dying on the cross, he repaired the damage done by original sin, suffering in our place, and untying the knot of our disobedience. In this way, the cross of Jesus Christ became the new tree of life for us. And this tree is overflowing with supernatural fruit for us, which we call the Eucharist, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. When we eat of this fruit, we express our repentance and our desire to return from our rebellion to be united with Christ. This supernatural fruit is the antidote to the poison of the forbidden fruit. It is our medicine, and it gradually brings healing of our selfishness and sinfulness, and it nourishes us with Christ-like generosity, wisdom, love, and courage. This is why we joyfully celebrate Corpus Christi Sunday today. I know that some among us find it a bit difficult to believe that bread and wine can change into the body and blood of Christ. I can understand your doubts. You see, we don't see changes in the bread and wine, do we? There is no difference in its taste. The bread still tastes like bread, and the wine still tastes like wine. It goes against our logic that the bread and wine changed into the body and blood of Jesus Christ, because the appearances remain the same. With our intellect, we can understand that God must be keeping the universe together, that God is the origin of everything. But reason can only take us so far. Then we need to add faith to our reason and to our intellect. As Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, in the Christian life we go by faith and not by sight. We need to be humble and open to God performing a miracle every day in our church, the miracle of the Eucharist. We need to be humble enough to add faith to our intellect and to our reason, to admit that intellect by itself does not provide all the answers, and that God can perform miracles every day, making it possible for bread and wine to become the body and blood of Jesus while keeping the same appearance. Are we able to add faith to our intellect? Are we open to adding faith to our intellect? When we submit to God, we lose nothing, but we gain everything. There's a beautiful chant, trust, surrender, believe, receive. Add faith to our reasoning and receive the love of God. The Eucharist is a gift of God's love for each of us. To help us believe from time to time, God has allowed visible miracles of the Eucharist to occur. We call these Eucharistic miracles. These miracles occur during Mass, where the bread changes into the form of flesh during the consecration, and the wine turns to blood during the consecration. Many such miracles have happened throughout the world over the past 2 millennia of the Christian Church, and they have been authenticated by the Church. You see, in the year 1263, a priest from Prague was en route to Rome, making a pilgrimage because he was asking God to strengthen his faith, and he was questioning his vocation. Along the way, he stopped in Bolsena, 70 miles north of Rome. While celebrating the Mass there, he raised the host up for consecration. The bread turned into the flesh and began to bleed. The drops of blood fell into the white cloth, which we call the corporal. The following year, in 1264, Pope Urban IV instituted the Feast of the Body and Blood of Christ, which today is called Corpus Christi Sunday. The Pope asked St. Thomas Aquinas, who was living in that time, to write hymns for this celebration. And he wrote two hymns that we still sing today at Adoration, Tantum Ergo and O Solitaris. That bloodstained corporal is still present today in the Basilica of Orvieto, north of Rome. The Eucharistic miracle led to the institution of today's celebration of Corpus Christi Sunday, which is celebrated throughout the world in all of our Catholic churches. All of these authenticated Eucharistic miracles throughout the world are an answer to some people's doubts about Jesus and the Eucharist. Jesus is really with us and each of us in the Eucharist. The Eucharist is a celebration of Jesus' love for us, his blood shed for us, his body scourged, his body crowned with thorns, and crucified for us. The wine poured out and the bread broken is the love of Jesus for us, body and blood given for us. Because the Eucharist is the love of Jesus for us, we always are to be respectful and also to ask Jesus for forgiveness of our sins when we participate in Mass. That's why it's so necessary at the beginning of Mass. We ask for Christ's mercy because we are undeserving of his love. Think of how precious a moment in our Mass it is when we receive Jesus in the Holy Communion. When we receive Jesus, Jesus is with us and we are with Jesus. It's the same thing as when we talk about marriage in the book of Genesis, that man and woman are no longer two, but one. It is the same when we receive Jesus. We are no longer two, but one. John beautifully states this, "He who eats my flesh abides in me and I in him." We know that some find it difficult to believe that bread and wine change into the body and blood of Christ, but can we be humble enough to add faith to our reason and our intellect, to admit that intellect by itself does not provide all the answers, and that God performs each day we have Mass here a miracle of bringing himself to us, the miracle of the bread and wine becoming the body and blood of Jesus while keeping its same appearance. We come to our table with faith and reason. We come to the table trusting, surrendering, believing, and receiving the real presence of Jesus. Jesus desires us to grow from merely believing to loving him and being loved by him in this most holy sacrament of our altar. My prayer is that Jesus will always be the very center of our church, the center of our faith, the center and heart of our parish, and the center and heart of each of our lives. When we receive Jesus in the Eucharist during communion, we are to present ourselves with reverence and to respond with a loud and convicted amen. Amen, saying, "Yes, I believe." And I share this because there's so many Catholics today that do not believe in the real presence. They believe communion is a symbol, which many of our Protestant churches, that's how they view communion. But Jesus commissioned the apostles, and it's passed down from the lineage, from the bishops to the priests, where Jesus continues to bless us with his presence, bless us with his grace, and bless us with healing. And just one thing I want to share is my own experience after I received Jesus in the Eucharist. I usually put my hands out like this, in an open receiving mode. And that's my time to pray for the intimacy of my heart, where I pray that I may believe more strongly, that I may grow in grace and holiness, that you may see Christ in me, and I may more fully see Christ in you. I ask to grow from my vices and my sin, and to overcome those obstacles that keep Christ from growing more fully within me. Because those 10 or 15 minutes when we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, it's being broke down in our stomachs, and Jesus is consuming us through our veins and our arteries from our head to our feet. And that's an intimate moment where we're all called to reach out to him with the cries and the yearnings of our heart, because we are one with Christ. I then continue to pray for everyone who is present at this Mass and those on live stream or watching it later, that you will have hearts open to receive Jesus more fully in your lives, that he may be with you in your heartache and help to comfort you in the pains that you are going through. Then I pray for those I promised to pray for, and I pray for my dad and my sisters and their needs. So I share that with you so that you can do what you see is fit for you. We all have different ways of praying, but if I can share a bit of my method, it's not the right or only method, but I want you to pray for your needs, the needs of your family, the worries on your heart, because that's the most precious moment of our lives, is when Jesus becomes one with us through the Eucharist. May God bless you always. May our unbelief turn into belief. And if you struggle with it, pray, "Lord, help me to believe more fully. Help me to receive you more fully with faith and reason, trusting in your will, trusting in your presence."